神之间有这个父子之间的那个亲情。
Only man has this father and son relationship with God.
神居然认我们做他的儿女。
And God said that we are His children.
我记得曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过这个事情啊。
And I remember saying this to you before.
就是这个，当我们家几年前领养了一只狗 ，Mikey。
And several years ago, we had a dog in the house called Mikey.
有一天吃饭的时候，我儿子在那边讲到 Mikey， 就讲到他是 Mikey you。
And so one day while we were eating dinner, my son said that when he called Mikey, he said Mikey you.
他把我们家的这个 last name 也加在这个狗的身上。
And he tagged our last name to the dog's name.
啊，我马上就抗议，我说怎么可以这个样子
？And I said, no, how can you do this?
因为那只狗是他们两个的干儿子。
Because those two dogs were their adopted son.
所以我儿子从小就想要说服我们两个人说，我们是那只狗的 grandpa。
And then while they were young, they always wanted us to be the grandparents of the dog.
啊，我们从来不肯承认那只狗，我们是那只狗的祖父和祖母。
And we never admitted that we were the dog's grandparents.
就后来有一天，我们家的狗生病。
And then one day the dog became sick.
我带他到兽医那边看完病回家以后
，and then we went to the
回到家以后要拿那个药给他吃
，and then give the dog medicine。
我一看到药瓶子上面也居然被兽医打了 Mikey You。
And then the medicine said that it was a Mikey You's medicine。
真是哭笑不得，没有办法。
And then I could not do anything about that。
啊，狗我们可以爱它，我没有办法称它做我的儿子。
We can love the dog, but we cannot call it our son。
它不过就是我养的一个狗，就是。
But it's only a dog that we raised.
啊，弟兄姊妹，但是你有没有想到我们人在整个万有里面多么的渺小
？And then have you thought that man is only so small in the whole universe?
但是神却爱我们。
But the Lord loves us.
我们被称为神的儿女。
We are called children of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
And we are truly His children.
我们是从神而生的儿女。
And we are born of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人。
And any of all the who received him and believed in him, and he gave them the privilege to be called children of God. And this special privilege that we have, we have been loved, we can draw close to him, we can come and enjoy our gracious Father. When we sing that this is my Father's world, and if we truly enter the hymn, we will be so glorious.
你一个 Microsoft 算什么？这个世界是我老爸的，你知不知道
？And who is this Microsoft? This whole world is my Father's.
这是我天父的世界。
This is my Father's world.
神认我们。
God acknowledges us.
多么荣耀的一件事。
Such a glorious matter.
啊，第三个。
Thirdly,
独独人是照着神的形象，按照他的样式来造。
And God, man was created in the image of God.
好，我们的神真是伟大。
Our God is truly great.
啊，一句话把整个万有创造出来。
And only through one word, He created the whole universe.
连在这人类只能发明的这551个星球里面，发现。在星球里面，地球不过是小小的一个。
And of all the trillions of stars, the Earth is only one of that.
光光在这个小小的这个地球上。
And on this small Earth,
有这么复杂的创造，对不对
？And such a complex creation.
你光光蝴蝶，全世界有几千种的蝴蝶。
And just the butterflies, there are thousands of species of butterflies.
啊，你到这个华盛顿 D.C. Smithsonian 的那个 museum 去看，光猴子就放了好几个橱柜，
and,
各种各样不同的猴子。
And if we go to the Smithsonian in Washington D.C., there are many types of monkeys there.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的神真是智慧。
Our Lord, our God is truly a God of wisdom.
你看一些鸟，各种的颜色，各种的形状。
And the birds are different types and shapes and colors.
你要知道鸟是色盲的，神创造这么多颜色不是给鸟看的，是给我们人看的，你知道吗
？And then the God created so many colors is for us to see, not for the birds.
神真是爱我们。
God truly loves us.
这么多的花草树木这么漂亮，花跟草没有眼睛，他看不到。
And then the flowers and grass are so beautiful, they don't have eyes to see.
神是给我们人看的。
They created them for us.
神何等爱我们弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, God truly loves us. And not only this love is displayed by the creation of the created things, this love is so great until that He created us in His own image. And He gave His greatest honor to man, that we may be like Him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你一层一层去了解神当初造人的那个心中的那个心意的时候，
and if you step by step understand the God's heart as He created man,
我们要趴在这位伟大的神面前说，神啊，是的，我算不了什么。
We need to lie down on the floor and say to God that we are nothing.
世人算什么，你竟这样眷顾他。
Who is man that you would care for him?
我们不过是虫，我们不过是海边的一个细沙。
We are only worms in His sight. But yet God loves us. He wants to give us His life. And He called us His children so that He can love us. That we may be like Him. Full of honor and glory. And the man is created in God's image. And then He gave man the authority to rule.
有一次我在电视上面看见那个动物世界里面，他们要去拍摄在非洲的这个动物的照片。
And then one time I saw on TV about the animals. They were going to Africa to make the show.
那个记者在飞机直升机上面这样子照的时候。
And then as they were taking the photographs from the helicopter.
你像你看见。 各式各样的动物都在那里逃，因为不知道这个直升机是什么东西。
And then you see all the animals running away from the helicopter.
所有受造之物在人的手下，他们服在人的手下。
And all the created animals are under the power of man.
神把天上的飞鸟、地上的走兽、海里的鱼，通通交在人的手上。
And the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and then the animals on the earth, they are all under authority of man.
因为这是神的心意啊。
This is the will of God.
叫我们能够像他。
That we may be like Him.
这是人受造的时候三个最特殊的点。
And when man was created, these were the three special privileges.
那为什么神有这么特殊的点在人的身上？
Now why did God give a man these special privileges?
这里我们要讲到神造我们那个伟大的目的和价值。
And we were talking about the worth and the meaning of why God created man.
一个是就是让我们这个人成为神恩爱。
That we may become the object of His love.
因为神太伟大,
because God is truly great. God needed an object so that the object can receive His love. And to share His abundance and wisdom. So He created man. And when He created man, He's not a machine.
他造了有血有肉有爱的一个人。
And a man with flesh and blood and love.
他要让我们成为他的儿女。
He wants us to become His children.
成为他爱的对象。
The object of His love.
他愿意把他一切的爱表达给我们。
And He's willing to display out His whole love.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我讲的这些蝴蝶，这些各样的花草，都说到神爱我们。
And the butterflies that I talked about, and the flowers in the grass. Speaks of God's love.
圣经上告诉我们，当神把人造，把万物都造好了以后，
and the Bible tells us when God has created all the things,
他把人带到一个园子，叫做伊甸园。
He brought man into the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园叫做快乐的园子。
And Eden means happiness.
所以神整个造人的心意里面，就是叫人快乐，叫人享受它。
And so the purpose of God creating man is that man would be happy.
所以当他人摆在伊甸园里面的时候，
when God put man in Eden.
他说园子各样的果子你都可以吃。
And in the garden there are all kinds of fruits you can eat.
只有一棵树上的果子不可以吃，将来我们有机会再讲。
And then there's only one tree of which fruit you cannot eat.
讲到神爱我们。
Talks about God loving us.
刚才在创世纪第一章也讲到，当神把万物造好的时候，造男造女。
And when God created all things, He created male and female.
圣经上就说他就赐福给人。
And then He bless them.
所以弟兄姊妹，神爱我们，神整个的心意就是要把他一切的恩典来给我们。
And God loves us, and then His whole purpose is to give us His love.
所以我们要知道，我们这个人活在地上啊，第一个重大的目的。
So we who live in this world, The greatest purpose is
让我们来享受神的爱。
That we can enjoy God's love.
我们来享受神丰富的恩典。
And then to enjoy His blessing.
整个人生是一个享受的人生。我说的不是放纵的那种低低，就是一般人观念中的那种享受。
And then I'm not talking about the enjoyment of the world.
我们来享受神的爱。
To enjoy God's love.
享受神天上地上各样属灵的福气他要赐给我们。
And then to enjoy all the heavenly and earthly blessings.
在罗马书八章三十二节告诉我们。
In Romans 8:32 it says.
他说神既不吝惜他的儿子为我们舍了。
God who did not spare his son.
岂不把万物连同他自己一同白白的赐给我们。
And he, how will he not also along with him, also give graciousness?Graciously give us all things.
哥林多前书三章二十一节，保罗也讲到，他说万有全是你们的。
In 1 Corinthians 3:22, he says, "All things are yours."
这不仅仅讲到整个万有，整个受造之物是为着我们这帮儿女们爱来神创造的。
And it not only speaks that everything is created for us.
神不仅仅把万有给了我们。
And not only he gave us, given us all things.
他说连万物连同他自己给我们。
And not only these things, but also Himself He gave to us.
神今天要给我们的祝福都还不是外面这些的祝福。
And the blessings that God wants to give us is not the outside blessings only.
更重要的是要把他自己跟这些一起给我们。
And the more importantly is that He wants to give us all these things and Himself to us.
如果你把这两个分开来的话
，And if you were to separate these two,
那个爱就掉了。
Then you lose the love.
就跟一个孩子一样。
Just like with your child.
他所有需要的东西你都给他。
All the things that he needs, you give to him.
他要吃，你给他最好的；要穿，给他最好的。
The food that he eats, you give him the best, and the clothes are the best.
他要玩什么电动玩具，你买给他；他要开车，你买车给他。
And all the toys you give to him, and the car if he needs it, you give it to him.
但是你却不跟他相处。
But you do not fellowship with him.
你却不让他体会到你那个父亲的爱。
And you not let him understand the fatherly love.
这个孩子将来一定出问题。
And this kid would be a troublesome kid.
这个孩子一定不快乐。
And this kid would not be happy.
今天你们这些小朋友可能正好相反，你们觉得你们希望的就是得到那些，对不对
？And today, the kids are here. What you wish is those outside things.
但如果你的父母只给你这些，却不把他给你的话
，But if your parents only give those things that you want, but did not give themselves to you,
我们心里面不会满足的。
Our hearts would not be satisfied.
我曾经看过一个统计报表。
And I one time saw this statistic.
他们对了很多小孩子们做过调查。
And they surveyed many children.
孩子们对父母最大的期望是什么
？And what is the greatest wish kids have of their parents？
我们中国人常常想的就是父母对孩子的期望，对不对
？And many times Chinese would say that what is our wish from our children？
孩子们对父母最大的期望，第一个。
And the greatest wish of the kids of their parents.
排行榜第一个的啊。
Number one on the list.
他是希望能够跟父母花更多的时间在一起。
That they would spend more time with the children.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你不要以为你在外面打拼赚了很多钱，让孩子们吃得好、穿得好、用得好就够了。
Don't think that you are working very hard so that the kids can live well. Then that's enough.
他们需要的不是光这些外面的祝福。
What they need is not the outside blessings.
必须要跟这些祝福的施予者有那个直接的关系。
And then what they want is that they want to have a direct relationship with the one who provides these blessings.
有那个爱的关系。
This relationship of love.
今天神爱我们。
Today God loves us.
神说连万有都是为着你们。
All things are created for you.
不仅仅是为着你们，根本给你们。
Not only for you, but given to you.
他的亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
他是把万物连同他自己要一同给我们。
Not only he gave the outside things, but also
himself. 在我们领受这些祝福的时候。
Before we receive these blessings.
也让我们能够体会，能够领受到那位赐祝福给我们的神的爱。
That we may understand and empathize the one who gives these blessings.
所以如果我们带着这样子的心态来过我们的生活。
If we were to have this attitude towards living.
我们每一天的生活都是一个蒙爱的生活。
Every day that we live is a day of love.
在每一件事情里面我们可以来经历它，来体会它。
In every matter we can experience him.
在每一个需要和痛苦的里面我们可以来经历到他怎样帮助我们。
In every need and experience we have, we can experience him.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
他到我们的第一个目的就是要把爱，让我们成为他爱的对象。
The first purpose He created us that we may be the object of His love.
他到我们第二个重要的目的。
The second the purpose He created us.
叫我们能够彰显神的荣耀。
That we may manifest the glory of God.
独独有人，他把生命的灵吹到我们的里面。
And then He gave, He breathed His life into us.
独独有人被称为他的儿女，表示我们可以承受他的生命。
And then He created us to be His children that we may receive His life.
而独独有人是照着他的形象，按照他的样式而被造。
And then the man is created in the image of God.
为的是我们能够像他。
So that we may be like Him.
所以在以赛亚书43章告诉我们很清楚啊。
In Isaiah 43 it says,
他说凡称为我名下的人是我为了自己的荣耀而创造。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
弟兄姊妹讲得太清楚了。
This is very clear.
神造我们。
God created us.
为了他的荣耀造了我们。
For his own glory.
而在哥林多前书第二章刚才我们读的。
In the 1 Corinthians chapter 3 it says.
保罗说我们也讲智慧。
We talk about wisdom also.
但是我们的智慧不是地上人讲的智慧。
But the wisdom is not of the earth.
不是苏格拉底，不是孔子讲的智慧。
Not the wisdom of Socrates.
我们讲的智慧是天上的智慧。
But the wisdom we talk about is from heaven.
我们所要讲的智慧不是这个地上有权有位和拜王的人所讲的智慧。
And the wisdom we're talking about is not of rulers or authorities.
我们所讲的智慧是隐藏在神里面那个奥秘的智慧。
But rather, the wisdom we talk about is hidden. It's the mystery of God.
他说这个智慧是什么呢？
What is this wisdom?
他说这个智慧就是神在万事以前就已经预定叫我们得荣耀。
This wisdom is that before the creation of the world that we may be glorified with him.
不仅仅叫我们蒙爱享受他的爱。
Not only we can receive his love.
叫我们承受他的生命。
But we can receive his life.
从我们里面活出他的生命。
That we may, this life may live out of us.
这个叫做荣耀。
This is glory.
大哉近前的奥秘。
Great is the mystery of God.
无人不以为然。就是神要在肉身里面显现出来。
That is that God is manifested in the flesh.
这是圣经上所说最伟大的奥秘。
This is the greatest mystery.
神伟大的智慧。
The greatest wisdom.
不仅仅创造了天地，彰显了他的荣耀。
Not only created heavens to manifest his glory.
创造我们人。
But he created man.
把他的生命放在我们里面。
Put his own life in us.
什么样子的生命过什么样子的生活。
What kind of life would they live? What kind of living?
神就是荣耀。
God is glory.
荣耀是神的性情。
And the glory is his character.
地上的成就不过只是一个光荣，不叫荣耀。
And the glory of this world is not glory.
当我们承受了神的生命之后。
And when we have received God's life.
这个生命从我们里面被彰显出来，弟兄姊妹，这个叫做荣耀。
And then when this life is manifested to us, is his glory.
万事以来所隐藏的奥秘，神要叫我们得荣耀。
And then this mystery, this glory that has been hidden, now God wants us to receive glory.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天不管我们过怎样的生活,
no matter what kind of life you are living today,
不管我们今天碰到了怎样的打击和痛苦,
or no matter what kind of difficulties or suffering you may be in,
那一个荣耀的生命已经在我们里面,
that glorious life is in you.
那一个生命是试验过的生命, 是经得起考验的生命,
and that life has been tested.
它要从我们不同的处境里面,
and in all our circumstances,
被彰显出来,
be manifested.
有人借着病痛彰显了神的荣耀。
And some may be sick, and then they will manifest the glory
of God. 有人在逼迫的里面，他彰显了神的荣耀。
Or when they were persecuted.
有人在一个平常的生活的里面，他彰显了神的荣耀。
Or in an ordinary life they live.
有的人在家庭主妇的角色里面，他彰显了神的荣耀。
Or being in a homemaker, they manifest the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹，神的目的要叫我们这班人成为他的荣耀。
God's purpose is that we, His children, become His glory.
岂不知道你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
Don't you know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是从神而来，住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit came from God to live in us.
要在我们的身子上荣耀神。
And then that we may glorify God in our body.
保罗到了哥林多前书第十章。
In the Paul in the 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
不仅仅讲到我们这个人的身体要来荣耀神。
Not only he speaks of our body to glorify God.
他说所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为了荣耀神而行。
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
所以不是只有在教会里面来荣耀神,
not only glorify God in the church,
不是只有在断头台上准备为主殉道的时候荣耀神,
or that you are going to be beheaded as a martyr, that you glorify God.
弟兄姊妹,我们或吃或喝都是为了荣耀神。
Whether we eat or drink, we do it for the glory of God.
姊妹为你做的菜,你在那里埋怨个老半天, 嫌他这个,嫌他那个,不能荣耀神。
And then when you complain about your wife's cooking, you cannot glorify God.
我们在家庭里面发脾气,在那里随便过生活,弟兄姊妹,我们不能够荣耀神。
Or that they will be fighting in the house, you cannot glorify God.
所以神在造我们一个很大的目的是要叫我们成为他荣耀的器皿。
And one of the purpose of God creating us is that we may glorify Him.
对,为了这个目的,
for this purpose.
圣经上说,他为他爱他之人所预备的,
and God prepared it for those who love Him.
是眼睛未曾看见, 耳朵未曾听见, 人心也未曾想过,
the eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard, or the mind has not perceived. And all this glory and blessing God has prepared for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,我们需要神把我们从目前的生活里面提升起来。
Brothers and sisters, we need God to lift us up from our current condition.
不然我们的生活像滚车轮一样,一天又一天,我们不知道在干什么。
Otherwise, our life would be like a wheel turning every day, we don't know what's going on.
就跟我一开始所讲的那个医生一样,他只会忙他进程的,但是却忘记了最重要的事。
Just like a doctor, he remembers everything he needs to do, but he forgot what he needs to do in the operating room.
也许你现在就是要怎么样子让我的上班能够工作做好而已。
Or you may think that it's that I can do well in my work.
弟兄姊妹,这些东西还是一样重要。
These things are important.
但是它重要是因为我们在一个更重要的目的和前提底下,我们在做这些事情。
It's important because we have a greater, more important purpose that's overseeing all of this.
神让这一切临到我们的身上,是要叫我们得益处。
And God have everything appear in our lives. It's before our own good.
万事互相效力,叫爱神的人得到益处。
All things are for good, so for those who love God.
让我们可以享受承受他的爱和恩典。
That we can receive His blessing and love.
也让我们借着这些环境来彰显他的荣耀。
And through our circumstances, we may glorify Him.
弟兄姊妹,那个生命已经在我们里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, that life is already in us.
主到今天还要做这件奇妙的事。
Until today, the Lord is still working.
结束的时候讲一个小小的见证。
Lastly, before I end, I want to share with you a testimony.
有一个弟兄到苏俄去传福音去。
A brother went to Russia to be a missionary.
那是好十几年前的事情，十年前的事情。
And this was over 10 years ago.
他到了苏俄去传福音，他找不到翻译的人。
And when he went to Russia, he could not find a translator.
所以他到一个研究院里面去拉了一个。 这个博士来帮他翻译。
So he went to the graduate school and got a doctor, PhD to help him translate.
那这个人是一个中国人，但是已经在苏俄做了很多年。
And this person was a Chinese and he lived in Russia for many years.
所以他在那边做研究的工作。
And he was doing graduate research.
因为找不到弟兄帮他翻译，所以只好找了一个还没信主的来翻译。
And because he could not find a brother to translate, so he found an unbeliever to translate for him.
那一个人呢，是一脸严肃的人。
And that person was very serious.
所以当我们的弟兄在上面讲主的爱的时候，
so when our brother was speaking about the love on the podium,
他讲一句，旁边人就讲整个脸翻一句。
And then when he said a sentence, the other person would be very seriously translating that.
不管讲到神的爱，讲到基督徒的喜乐，旁边人都是一个冰冰冷冷的脸。
And no matter what he said about the love of God, the other person was stone cold.
那我们的弟兄那几天就继续凭信心传神的救恩。
And our brother, a true faith, preached the word of God.
就在他讲道的里面，他就举了一个例子。
And then while he used an example in his preaching.
好的，神造我们。
He said, God created us.
带着一个荣耀的目的。
For a glorious purpose.
神造我们就像人造电灯泡一样。
And God created us just like a man created the bulb.
好的，电灯泡被制造是为了要盛装电。
And then the light bulb is created so that it can have electricity.
当他接受了电以后，
when you receive the electricity,
它就能够发光出来。
And then it will shine the light.
整个灯泡的受造是为了盛装。
And then the whole purpose of the light bulb is to receive,
是为了能够发光，
so that it can shine.
所以他在那个道里面，他就常常举这个例子， 因为对不同的人传。
And then he will always use this example.
他连续传了10天。
And for 10 days he preached.
前面几天这个人都板着个脸。
And then the beginning few days, this person was without expression.
到了后面几天, and then
after a few days, he started to relax.
人受造是为了成装神的,
and the man was created so that he can receive God.
他能够把神的彰显出来,
and then he can manifest God.
就跟灯泡是为了受造是为了装电,
just like the light bulb was created so that it can shine light.
一天一天这样讲, 这个人的脸就开始一天一天的改变。
And day by day he spoke, and then this person one by day by day his expression changed.
所以到了最后,
until finally,
这个翻译自己来问他,
this translator came and asked this brother.
因为他每次在那里呼召底下,
and every time he called out, and then many people came to believe in Jesus. And then he himself as translator could not raise his own hand.
所以他就问他, 他说,
so he asked him, can I believe in Jesus?
他说,
say, yes, you can.
啊, 弟兄姊妹,
and so this translator believed in Jesus.
他前几天听了那么多的道理,
and he has listened to so many sermons.
人受造最大的目的为了成装神的生命,
and the man was created so that he can receive God.
而成装神的生命是为了能够彰显神的荣耀。
And then when he has the life of God in him, he can manifest God's glory.
他懂了这些道理。
He understands these doctrines.
而当他那一天真正把心打开了。
And that day he opened up his heart.
他说神啊, 我接受你做我的生命。
Lord, I receive you to become my life.
我愿意成装你。
That I can contain you.
我愿意彰显你的荣耀。
And to manifest you.
弟兄姊妹, 当他接受了耶稣以后,
and when he received Jesus,
那个喜乐平安进到他的里面。
The joy and the peace entered into him.
最后的几次的这个翻译，他就翻译的非常的喜乐。
And then the last few translations, he did it with great joy.
10天结束以后,
after 10 days,
他回到他这个科学院还是研究院里面去上班。
And he was to go back to work.
后来回来教会聚会的时候, 他跟弟兄姊妹做见证。
And when he came back to church, he gave this testimony.
当他离开了这些聚会要回去的时候,
when he went back home after the meetings,
他说他一进在马路上就看见这些人怎么每一个人都板着脸不快乐。
And then as he went back, he saw everybody had a sad face.
他说在地铁里面每一个人都板着脸。 那个 subway.
In the subway, everyone was without expression.
他说我回到办公室里面，我就发现这边像冰箱一样，怎么每一个人都这么冷。
And then when I went back to work, it seems like everybody is in the refrigerator.
其实他忘记他从前一模一样。
He forgot that he was just like them before.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
或者在座的福音朋友,
or friends among us,
神造人带着一个荣耀的目的。
God created man with a glorious purpose.
他爱我们,
he loves us.
没有留下一样好处不肯给我们。
And he has not kept for himself any good.
因着他更大的爱,
because of this greatest love,
把他的生命都给我们。
He gave us his own life, that we can live out his glory, that we may be like him. Let us bow our heads in prayer.